This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is set to impose sanctions on hundreds of targets linked to Moscow on Friday, coming as Britain also announced dozens of new penalties that aim to add pressure on the Kremlin ahead of the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
In an interview with Reuters, Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary Wole Adeyemo explained what the sanctions, coming on Friday, aim to do.
Making sure that Russia can't get access to the goods they need to build the weapons that they want, and also taking responsibility for slowing down Russia's access to the revenues they need to prop up their economy, but also to build the weapons that they want going forward.
U.S. President Joe Biden had earlier said major new sanctions were coming in response to the Ukraine invasion as well as the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, though Moscow has denied responsibility for what happened to him.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is in Ukraine to try to reassure President Volodymyr Zelensky and other officials Congress will deliver U.S. aid, even as a package that would provide $60 billion is stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives. Schumer's surprise trip comes as Zelensky has said delays in aid from the U.S. and other Western countries are opening a door for Russian battlefield advances. Palestinians gathered outside Al-Aqsa Hospital on Friday and mourned their loved ones after an Israeli strike. Nearly 30,000 people have been confirmed killed in Gaza, according to health authorities, with thousands more feared dead under the ruins. This is VOA News. Rescuers are searching for over a dozen people missing after a fire broke out in an apartment block in eastern Spain, killing several people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Firefighters continued to hose down parts of the gutted building in Valencia, some 15 hours after the blaze started. The city's mayor said the danger of the 14-story building collapsing and the continuing intense heat from the fire were preventing emergency workers from getting in to search for possible survivors. The mayor also said that many injured people remain in city hospitals, including several firefighters. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the European Union's powerful commission says decisions will be taken soon to release billions of euros to Poland, funds frozen by the bloc over the previous Polish government's anti-EU policies. Ursula von der Leyen said on Friday the decision to release 137 billion euros, or about $148 billion, will be made next week in Brussels. She spoke following talks with Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who welcomed the announcement and said that the money will be spent well. Tusk had hinted earlier this week that steps his government was taking to reverse the questionable policies of its right-wing predecessors would soon allow for the bloc to release billions of euros of funds for Poland. America's two-person contest for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination comes this week to South Carolina, where former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley hopes for an upset victory in her home state over former President Donald Trump. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from the southern state.
The former governor of South Carolina telling voters she is a better choice than Donald Trump to beat Joe Biden and win the White House in November.
Because we need someone who can serve 8 years uninterrupted, day and night, and focus on what it's going to take to get solutions for the American people.
But Haley is trailing Trump in all the polls in her home state. A USA Today poll conducted last week found 65% of South Carolina voters favored the former president over Haley. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Georgetown, South Carolina.
Angry farmers are back to Paris on their tractors on the eve of a major agricultural fair in the French capital in a new protest demanding more government support and simpler regulations. Dozens of tractors drove peacefully into a neighborhood on the capital's west side on Friday, carrying flags from the farmers' union that staged the protest. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.